Okay, and we're back here on Unusual Sources, 93.3 CFMU FM, bringing you the news from the community, the stories you don't often get to hear. And we have an incredible story today, the kind that we love to have on this program, the kind that's most important to us. It's about steelworkers, people in the community, fighting for a better future for themselves or for the community. And in this case, we have Ray Mocino with us today. And of course, he is the singer-songwriter, author of the song Everything Comes at a Price, which is something that has been a YouTube sensation for Hamilton and also in The Spectator and in many news outlets here in Hamilton. It's a great piece about what it means to have Stelco's closure, but we'll talk about the meaning of that because that's something that Ramo can tell us more about. So, Ramo, thanks very much for being here with us.
Thanks for having me.
Now, it's no problem. This is a really unexpected and rare pleasure. I mean, you worked at Stelco for some time. You worked there for 10 years, is that
right?
Yes,
that's right.
What section of Stelco were you working at?
I was working in the track department. We work on the railroads.
Railroads, okay. Yeah. What, were you driving spikes? Or?
Yep, driving spikes.
Oh, you really were?
Yeah,
okay.
Really.
Yeah, okay, that's serious. That's serious stuff. So obviously you had an emotional investment as well. I mean, you invested your sweat, you invested your blood, your labor, your time. I mean, it was part of your life for a long time, and it certainly changed your opportunities. And, of course, it must have really affected you when you heard about the closure, the idling of the Stelco plants. There's been crises that Stelco has gone through before, such as the recent crisis with the pensions. How did it feel when you read the news about it being idled?
It was like hitting a brick wall.
Yeah.
Yeah. Because I was laid off in November, but, you know, there was always the feeling that we were going to be back hopefully by the summer. And then we hear this and I was just floored.
Yeah. It is like being hit, isn't it?
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah. Wow. Now, your song, Everything Comes at a Price, it was inspired and in part by a poem that was the child of a steelworker. Is that right?
Yes, that's right. I was at the Union Hall at a meeting and one of our members read a poem that was written by a daughter of one of the other members. And it was pretty simple, you know, it was just the words of an 11-year-old child. And I just saw the look on everyone's face and, you know, it made me realize I'm not the only one that's suffering because of this layoff, you know. And just the fact that I've been off since November, that was also a big inspiration. You know, my own family and how I'm going to take care of them.
I'm wondering, in order to create something like this, you must have had prior musical experience.
Yes, I've been writing and performing for over 25 years.
I just got to say, the reason I say it's a YouTube sensation is I think when The Spectator reported on it 5 days after you wrote the song and posted it on YouTube, there were already 2,500 hits, something, you know, 1,000 or 2,000, several thousand hits in any case. Well, I looked at it this morning. It's been, what, 7 days, a little over that?
Yeah.
And it's already almost 5,000. I mean, there's 4,500 at least.
Yeah.
And this is just something that is word of mouth, and then it got a blurb in The Spectator. So this is great. I think more and more people will be listening to it. I saw comments on the YouTube page that were from auto workers or from DeFasco workers also that were basically wishing you the best of luck, wishing solidarity for Stelco workers and also afraid of their own future. So your song resonates, I would say, within Stelco, but also outside of Stelco in the steel community generally and in the whole industrial community as well.
Yeah, I mean, you know, it's not just a tribute to my fellow workers. It's to laid off workers everywhere.
Yes. So aside from the YouTube comments that I can think of offhand from sympathetic workers and other people who have caught wind of it, what kind of feedback have you received otherwise on that?
I'm performing the song at the rally at the convention center on the 21st, and that should be interesting.
The 21st, yes. You know, we haven't announced that on our program yet. That is the rally for jobs and the rally for steel and whatnot in Hamilton.
Right.
Do you know roughly what time you're going to be doing that?
It's between 12 and 4, but I'm not sure when I'm going on.
Okay, because that's definitely, I mean, that's
a surprise for me.
It's already an important thing to come out to, right? Because it's for the community and to save everyone and save this whole city. And we'd want people to come out to that. But an additional reason is now Rainbow's going to be there with a live rendition of that. And no one's heard, not many people have heard a live rendition of this. I think it's a really historically significant thing. I mean, it's been called, I think you might have mentioned it was Bob Dylan-ish, reminiscent of Dylan.
Yeah, I mean, you know, but in the veins of being a protest song, you know. I don't usually write that kind of thing, but it, you know, I was really inspired.
Well, it's a song for the times, because I think even Peter, last week on our program, my co-host, he mentioned, you know, where's the music? Where are all the songs about the crisis? And, you know, and when in crises of the past, there have been songs about workers and miners and all the things that are happening to people and what people want out of a society, what people are hoping to get in terms of change.
Mm-hmm.
And that's part of your chorus as well. That interested me. In your chorus, you mentioned that it seems as if the country has let you down, it's sold you out. And was it right that even the beggar is not asking you for change anymore?
Exactly, yeah. Yes. Well, I mean, a large portion of our industry is gone here in Canada. And I think it resonates with people, the song, because I'm actually a steel worker. You know, I'm not just a musician. And so I know where it's coming from.
Yes. Now, you had mentioned that if you're not able to get the job back, you're hoping to go into songwriting. But I think also people on your YouTube commented that it looks like you have a future as a songwriter. So
yeah.
You're hoping to maybe... do you think that it's possible for you to move in this direction? Does this song in particular help you move that way?
It seems like it's going to. I hope so. I mean, I've been writing for over 25 years, and I've got a lot of material.
Absolutely. Okay, well, what we're going to do is... we're going to try to do next is play this, the Everything Comes at a Price. It's a better version, a better sound quality that comes on,
yes,
on YouTube.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. So it's actually in wave format. It's uncompressed, so it's very lossless. There should be resolution, but our computer could barely handle it when we experimented. So we're going to try one more time. Just stay on the line. We want you to have the opportunity of hearing it in a higher quality, a higher resolution for our listeners. You can see why I played it now. I mean, my words don't do it justice, and we'll probably have it in the future on this program as well, so you can look forward to that. You can always catch it on YouTube in the meantime. Again, you'll be playing Rainbow on the 21st.
Yeah, that's right.
For the special rally, so definitely come out on the 21st around 12 to 4. Do you know where that's being advertised at all, USW website? Or?
Yeah, the USW website, that's for sure. I don't know where else.
Okay. Well, good.
So, I see it at the hall, the Union Hall. So.
Okay. So people can talk to their friends who are steel workers and their family and check out the USW website and Union Halls if they need any information on that rally. Because definitely, yes, you can come out and see this. In any case, Rainbow, I'd like to thank you very much for coming with us.
Thanks for having me.
This is the great kind of Hamilton content and in terms of labor, in terms of people's talent, that's really great to have here on CFMU. It's the raison d'etre for this program.